A first-rate drama is taking shape in Los Angeles. It features a bitter former police chief, two friends turned rivals, the heir to a political dynasty under fire for corruption, and the man he beat in the last election. It's the race for mayor. NPR's Ina Jaffe takes an early look.
Scene one could be called The Rematch. Antonio Villaraigosa, former Speaker of the State Assembly, currently a member of the City Council, lost to Mayor Jim Hahn last time around. Now he's decided to take him on one more time.
Every time you open up the newspaper, you see one scandal after another.
When Villaraigosa says scandal, he's referring to investigations that the U.S. Attorney and the L.A. District Attorney have been conducting for months. They're looking into whether city contracts were given to people in exchange for contributing campaign money to Hahn. Villaraigosa, however, may have another motivation for running, the particularly bitter finish to his previous race for mayor. A Hahn commercial attacked Villaraigosa for seeking clemency for a convicted drug dealer. The ad showed grainy images of Villaraigosa, drugs, and a smoking crack pipe.
It has been compared to the Willie Horton ad, an ad that misrepresented and mischaracterized my record, an ad that attempted to portray me in a way that caused fear in the electorate.
What the electorate should be afraid of now is the taint of corruption in the way the city does business, says Los Angeles Comptroller Laura Chick. Her office did the audits that led to the current criminal investigations. Chick has now withdrawn her long-standing endorsement of Jim Hahn's re-election.
What I saw was a mayor who was governing by committee. And what I mean by that is hiring consultants to do studies, forming blue ribbon committees and task forces to look at the issues. These are not rocket science issues that need studies and committees. What they need are quick action on the part of the mayor, the leader of this city.
The cloud over Hahn's administration has brought other candidates with dramas of their own into the picture.
There are definitely grounds for a novelist to have a little bit of fun with this race.
Raphael Sonnenschein is a political scientist at California State University at Fullerton.
One of the candidates, City Councilman Bernard Parks, who's African-American, had served as chief of police, and Mayor Hahn essentially did not renew his contract and, in effect, fired him. Two of the candidates, Bob Hertzberg and Antonio Villaraigosa, had both been Speaker of the California Assembly, had been very close friends, indeed roommates, and had a falling out during their years in Sacramento. And so there's a lot of personal stuff.
And then there's State Senator Richard Alarcón, who doesn't seem to be mad at anyone. Though like Hertzberg, he can appeal to San Fernando Valley voters, and like Villaraigosa, compete for the votes of Latinos. All the challengers have the same criticism of Mayor Hahn, that he lacks leadership and vision. Hahn's campaign strategist Bill Carrick says they ought to get a new thesaurus.
Because, you know, they don't have anything to offer as what they would do as leaders or what their vision would be. Jim Hahn has a clear vision. He went to the voters when he ran for mayor and said, you know, public safety is going to be my number one priority. We're going to reform the police department. We have lots of things we can say about his leadership that is concrete, that's specific, that actually deals with results.
It should be noted that the city of Los Angeles has nonpartisan elections, and the mayor and all his challengers are Democrats. So the candidates won't be able to distinguish themselves by political party. Jim Hahn wants to play the role of the law and order candidate, but his ability to do that may depend on the outcome of the criminal investigations into his own administration. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.